earlier this year on the occasion of Srila Prabhupada's appearance day, Vyas Puja. In Seattle, Washington, USA, I heard one of the senior most devotees of our society offer her homage. It was Jamuna Devi Prabhu. She began by expressing her heart that of all occasions in the entire year, the most difficult time for her to speak is Srila Prabhupada's appearance day and disappearance day. I was wondering how this could be. She lived with Srila Prabhupada for several years, even at the time of the earliest days. She was cooking for him, cleaning for him, singing for him, organizing and managing for him, sewing for him. All of her devotional service was directly and personally under Srila Prabhupada's guidance. And Srila Prabhupada, he showed love for her not just as a disciple, but as a daughter. She has so much to say. But on this day, she confessed, it's so difficult. Because what Srila Prabhupada has personally given us, the sacrifices that he made to give it to us, is so immense that how could we sufficiently offer our gratitude? The appearance day of Srila Prabhupada, as well as his disappearance day, are days in which we come together to express our gratitude to him for who he is, what he has given us, and how he has given it. Srila Prabhupada took people of Kali Yuga, addicted to materialistic attachments and covered by misconceptions, in the rat race of material existence. And he's inviting us through the most blissful, wonderful process to realize the highest spiritual perfection, to enter into the loving pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Yes. When we think about what Prabhupada has done, who he is, and what he gave us, in order to express our gratitude, how can we not be stunned? How can we not be speechless? What can we say? Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day is the most difficult day to speak. It is a day when we meditate on His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, in the spirit of separation. We commenced today's ceremony by singing the song by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Jaya Nilo Premadana Karuna Prachur Heno Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Thakur. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality gone? On this day in 1977, Sri Radharani and Shyam Sundar took Srila Prabhupada away from the physical presence of this world. And all over the world, tens and thousands of people were struck by the thunderbolt of the reality that we have to go on without Him physically. When Maya is attacking from within and without, how is it possible? The only way is to fully take shelter of Him within our own hearts. It's that or be crushed. There's no second alternative. Cultivating feelings of separation is the basis of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Narottam Das Thakur is praying, where is Lord Gauranga? Where is Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Swarup Damodar Goswami? They have all gone to join Lord Gauranga in his Leela, and they've all left me here behind. How will I survive? Smashing my head against the rock in separation. We read about Narottam Das Thakur. After Srinivas Acharya, his dear friend and godbrother, departed, how difficult it was for him. And then Ramchandra Kaviraj Goswami left. Narottam Das Thakur was roaming through the forests like a madman, crying out for the association of these personalities. Srila Prabhupada has left our physical presence. And over the years, so many of his most intimate associates is leaving us. Gaur Govinda Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, Gauri Devi, Kunti Devi, Sadaputa Prabhu. So many. And now, His Holiness Jaipatak Swami Maharaj, one of the senior most associates of Srila Prabhupada, who Srila Prabhupada personally said was an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. He is in a critical condition. At that junction between remaining with us or going away to join Srila Prabhupada's eternal Leela in the hands of Krishna, the sentiment of Narottam Das Thakur is the sentiment we should all be cultivating in our life today. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was living in Jagannath Puri, he was the personal associate of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu left for his own abode. Swarup Damodar Goswami speaking his name, we're also feeling the deep separation of Bhakti Swarup Damodar Goswami, another of Prabhupada's personal loving associates. Swarup Damodar Goswami could not live without Lord Chaitanya. Soon after, he also departed from this world. And what was Raghunath Das Goswami's consciousness? He was so deeply spiritually and emotionally affected. He could not live in this world without them. There was no reason to carry on. Why does a devotee live here? People are attached to the body, people attached to relative, attached to things, attached to enjoyment. But he had no such attachments. His only attachments was to the Lord and his devotees. What is the purpose of carrying on in this world without them? Raghunath Das Goswami decided he would leave Jagannath Puri, walk by foot to Vrindavan, and come to the holiest of all holy places, Govardhan. You see, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for many years, his most priceless of all possessions was a Govardhan Shila that one sannyasi gifted to him. How wonderful. He is the husband of the goddess of fortune. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of everything that exists. But what is his most precious of all possessions? A single little stone. By material perception, just a little stone this big. Because he saw it as the body of Krishna, the Shila of Giriraj, the holiest of all holy things. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wore it on his heart. He wept tears of love, put it on his forehead, on his eyes. He gifted that Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami. And when he did so, Raghunath Das Goswami understood that by giving me this Govardhan Shila, he is giving me residence at Govardhan Hill. And by giving me the Gunjamala, he is giving me the shelter of Srimati Radharani's love. So where else was he to go? He came to Govardhan Hill with the single-minded intention to jump from the top and end his life. It was simply unbearable, unlivable to remain within this world without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his loving associates. He told Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami his plan. Because even the thing we deeply long for the most, a Vaishnava will not do it without the blessings of other Vaishnavas. That is the principle. Rupa and Sanatan would not give their blessings. You remain with us and speak the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Das Goswami lived the rest of his life exhibiting the highest intensity of love in separation here at Govardhan Hill. He revealed prayojana, the ultimate perfection of love in separation. The gopis, they were in Krishna's company directly for a little over 10.5 years. But for the next 100 years, they loved Krishna and served Krishna in separation. Vipralamba seva. We learn that this love and separation is the most intensified expression and emotion of love. There is Vipralamba and Samboga, service to the Lord in meeting and in separation. In the absence of the physical association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his most intimate loving servant, Srila Prabhupada, in order to survive, we must search deep, deep, deep into our hearts and find him there. He's in his books. He's in the hearts of all of his devotees. He's in his instructions. Factually, his main instruction is to chant the holy names. When we sincerely chant the holy names in the spirit of the servant of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada will manifest within our heart with all of his blessings. This is service and separation. Srila Prabhupada, on the disappearance day festivals of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his Gurudev, would sometimes cry, something very, very rare. Because Srila Prabhupada kept his ecstatic emotions very private, not for the public view. It was something between him and his guru and Krishna within the heart. But on this day, he would become choked up. And he would cry, separation from Gurudev. And Srila Prabhupada told us, he pleaded with us, that you are all young. I am very old. I could be taken away at any time. And Prabhupada, with tears of love for his Gurudev in his heart, he begged all of us, carry on this great mission of my Guru Maharaj. It was that appeal to us that is our only qualification. In begging us to carry on this mission, Srila Prabhupada is expressing his deepest, most intimate love. He wants to share his ecstatic love for his Guru and Krishna with us by giving us a chance to participate. And that is how we can show our love for him. And that is where we will find him. Srila Prabhupada told us, not even for a moment do I feel that my Guru Maharaj is not present with me. Because he was always executing the instruction. Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day is so deep and so holy. It is a day where we cultivate and share our feelings of separation, of appreciation, of gratitude. It is a day when we really must take inventory, as Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj used to say, to take inventory of our own consciousness. What is important? And why we always become obsessed, distracted, and complicated by those things that really have very little importance. The only thing that has importance, and we realize it on this day, is the love Srila Prabhupada gave us and how we reciprocate and offer our gratitude back to him by our words and by our life. There's nothing else important. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada nagati kutopi. We have gathered together at the lotus feet of Sri Giriraj, Govardhan Hill, where Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they are all eternally performing their bhajan here. Srila Madhavendra Puri, Raghava Pandit, Vallabhacharya, his descendants, all are performing their eternal bhajan in feelings of separation here at Sri Giriraj. And Srila Prabhupada, as Navina Nira Prabhu explained, when he couldn't even walk, when he couldn't even move without the help of others, he was longing to come to Govardhan to do parikrama. And he was explaining how glorious it would be for him to give up his life here at Govardhan Hill. By Krishna's inconceivable mercy, we are here to remember Srila Prabhupada in separation and offer our gratitude through our life and the decisions we make. Let this separation from Srila Prabhupada and our feelings of indebtedness to him burn like blazing fire in our hearts. And let them burn away all of our false ego, all of our petty desires, all of our insignificant reasons for arguing and being envious of each other. Let that fire of separation from Srila Prabhupada, let that fire blaze hotter and higher and increase our determination and our enthusiasm to give Srila Prabhupada pleasure. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.